This is Joaquin Flores, geopolitical analyst, and I'm looking in horror at these ridiculous suggestions from frankly idiotic people that any country try to involve their air force over the skies of Ukraine, of Kiev, as if this would have any kind of result. I'll explain why. In fact, it would be something like disastrous. Now, the game has changed over the past number of years. In fact, for quite a while. Even though in Top Gun imagination land with Tom Cruise, we began to think that air forces are these indestructible things. The game has changed so much for quite some time, even during the time when that film was out and everybody was out buying Avirex jackets and whatnot. It was already over for air forces because there was a system called the S-300 that was rolled out, and well, before that, the S-200 was upgraded to the S-250, and I'll explain how these work. So the S-300 could already take out third and fourth generation fighters and attack planes, something like a range not far from the stratosphere, but very high up, and it could target, oh, some 30 something, forgive my error there, at a time. So with just a number of systems, you could take out actually whole Air Force divisions at a single time. I don't think people quite understand. This system had like a something like a 80 to 90% accuracy rate, which means that, you know, 8 or 10, 9 out of 10 times the thing would hit and take the plane out of the sky. So these are like electronic targeting systems, and these rockets move very fast. And that's not even latest generation. Okay, now they have actually S-500 systems, which can take out satellites, etc. But the S-400s, right? And I don't mean to throw all these numbers at you, but just to get an idea, S-400s have been out for a while as well. And these are being deployed to Belarus, which means, and if you look at the map, you'll see how close, you know, Belarus is to Kiev. They won't be able to, you know, have any air force. I mean, EU, NATO countries, whatever, won't be able to have any air force over the skies because of these systems. Those can fire 80 at a time. So one system can target 80 fighters and attack planes, and we're talking whatever top of the line, what Americans call fifth generation is actually probably 4.5 generation, and those are just taken out. Those are just obliterated. Those can fire 160 missiles simultaneously with like two, if I'm not mistaken, two missiles targeting each plane. So that's 80 planes simultaneously, and that's two. So that's like one's gonna hit. It's game over because each one had a plus 90% efficacy, you know, hit rate. So if you have two, it's game over. I mean, you don't even have that 90, that 10% chance of evasion or whatever. So there's no chance. And the way I can explain this to people, maybe in sports, baseball is like this. So, you know, any of you who played baseball or your kids played baseball, you know that it's a batter's game, right? When they're kids, it's a batter's game. Because pitchers, you know, that 9-year-old or 13, 14-year-old pitcher, you know, his fastballs are like, what, 50, maybe 60 miles an hour. And a kid with a bat is just, you know, smacking those out of the park, right? And so anyone in Little League probably, you know, if he's good, he's batting, you know, 800, right? He's getting on base from a hit, you know, 8 out of 10 times, right? But when you get into, you know, minor leagues, you know, when you get right past high school, maybe high school, you're batting 500, you're good. But you get into the majors, and you know, if you're batting 300 something, you're decent, you know, in the major leagues, right? Three and a half, let's say you're batting 350, that's 3.5 out of 10 times at bat, you know, you get on base from a hit. So that's like how it works, right? So yeah, there was a time in the past when you had air superiority, but even then, NATO countries were reluctant to actually go after countries that had sufficient SAMSIS, surface terror missile systems. Saddam Hussein didn't really have very good SAMs, and I think he had S-200s at best, or he had other equivalents. And it was possible to upgrade, if I recall correctly, S-200s could have had a are from like the 60s. But in the 70s and 80s, they added some electronic upgrades to improve the targeting. But anyone with an S-300, you really can't attack. By the way, Venezuela had something like 10 or 11 S-300 systems, which why it was frankly bonkers that, Walrus Boy John Bolton was suggesting that the Air Force be brought in to attack, Caracas or whatever. So just to give you an idea about the numbers, if you have 11 S-300s and each one can target 30 or 12 or whatever that one is, a smaller system than the S-400. You could send 200 planes, attack and fighter jets at once, to overwhelm. So you imagine a sortie, and you have your aircraft carriers, you have your Navy, Navy jets, and they're doing what? 9 out of 10 of them, 8 out of 10 of them are not coming back from the very first mission. The U.S., as we speak, I think only has like 2,500 planes, attack and fighters combined. It's actually this whole idea. You would think there'd be tens of thousands of them. You would think the whole sky would be, like, 'cause that's fucking cartoons. That's G.I. Joe. It's not reality. So, and England talking about getting involved, and this woman, this crazy lunatic Soros agent, trying to, lady shame Boris Johnson that he's weak or scared or whatever, because her friends are upset. So she says World War III should be launched so that all of us get fucking liquefied or vaporized, because she's upset about what's happening. I mean, we're all upset about it, but we're not trying to end the fucking world over it, right? But look, that's how these people think. And people get high as fuck on their own propaganda, and they don't realize what has happened in the world for the past 30 years. It's become a defense game, strictly speaking. You get in, you have surface-to-air missiles, and that's it. So Russia has already established a no-fly zone over Ukraine with the S-400s in Belarus. Does that make sense? So they don't need an air force to go in there either, to do things, to risk getting shot down themselves, because from Belarus they can use ground systems to target ground systems. Any air force you see will be used very sparingly, and it's just a ridiculous thing to talk about, really. I just hope people got something from this. God bless and have a great day. I sure will.